and paper clips. But Chuck Norris can kill him and take it. Chuck Norris once roundhouse kicked someone so hard that his foot broke the speed of light, went back in time, and killed Amelia Earhart while she was flying over the Pacific Ocean. Chuck Norris doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants. Filming on location for Walker, Texas Ranger, Chuck Norris brought a stillborn baby lamb back to life by giving it a prolonged beard rub. Shortly after, the farm animal sprang back to life and a crowd had gathered. Chuck Norris roundhouse kicked the animal, breaking its neck to remind the crew once more that the good Chuck giveth and the good Chuck he taketh away. Chuck Norris lost his virginity before his dad did. There are no disabled people in the world, only those who have felt the wrath of Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is currently suing NBC, claiming Law and Order are trademark names for his left and right legs. When Chuck Norris sends in his taxes, he sends blank forms and includes only a picture of himself, crouched and ready to attack. Chuck Norris has not had to pay taxes ever. There is no chin behind Chuck Norris's beard. There is only another fist. In the movie Back to the Future, they use Chuck Norris's DeLorean to go back into time and into the future. When they gave it back to him with a scratch on it, he was angry and roundhouse kicked Michael J. Fox, which years later was the cause of his Parkinson's disease. Chuck Norris spends his Saturdays climbing mountains and meditating in peaceful solitude. Sundays are for women, KFC, and tequila. There is no theory of evolution, just a list of creatures Chuck Norris allows to live. In an average living room, there are 1,242 objects Chuck Norris could use to kill you, including the room itself. When Chuck Norris was born, the nurse said, "Holy hell, that's Chuck Norris," and then she slept with him. At that point, she was the third woman he had slept with. It takes Chuck Norris 20 minutes to watch 60 Minutes. When Chuck Norris does a push-up, he isn't lifting himself up, he's pushing the earth down. two kinds of people in this world. People who suck, and Chuck Norris. Since 1940, the year Chuck Norris was born, roundhouse kick-related deaths have increased 13,000%.
Really good.
Have you ever made a mistake? Of course you have. We all have. Many times it's hard to face up to that mistake because it means you may be laughed at or punished. But when you do face up to your mistake and know you'll never do it again, you become a much stronger person. And we needed all that strength on the island of the Walking Dead. Remember, everyone makes mistakes in their life. You do, I do, and your parents do. But being able to love them in spite of those mistakes is what makes you a very special person. Catch you later. That was a close one. The only reason we were able to stop the claw is because we were better trained. Training requires a lot of self-control. That means giving up a lot of things for a goal. Like when mom or dad want you to do your homework now and watch TV later. It may seem like nagging, but believe me, you'll thank them for it. Think about it. Catch you next time. You know, there are people in the world who believe that violence is the answer to every problem. They're always the first ones to clench a fist or throw a punch. They think they always have to fight. The gang and I ran into the Claw and some of his more nasty friends while we were transporting a state-of-the-art robot on what turned out to be a terror train. Well, we finally got the robot to its destination. But more importantly, everybody on the train was saved. It was a tough job, and Claw was at his worst. I don't like having to resort to violence. It's always my last option. I'd rather walk away from the fight, if I can. See you next time. Remember, kids, a bully is no one to be afraid of, because a bully is nothing but a coward. If a bully was really brave and wanted to show how tough he is, he wouldn't pick on someone smaller than himself. He would find someone bigger and tougher than he is to pick on. Now, when is the last time you saw a bully do that? Catch you later. Sometimes the things we want most are the hardest to get. That means you have to be even more determined to succeed. That's what it takes to be a winner. You have to want it bad enough to stick with it no matter how tough things get. But things got pretty tough for us down in Florida with the deadly dolphins. For a while there, things were pretty rough, but we won. We won because we didn't give up. If we had, the Claw would still have C-Lab. Now, I know you're not going to have to go against the Claw, but the next time things get tough, you mess up on a test or lose the game, don't let it get you down. Don't give up, and you'll be a winner. See you next time. If you have a training partner, then you can practice those same techniques on kicking and punching targets. And Benny the Jet Urquidez, the current kickboxing champion of the world, has agreed to help me out here. So I'll show you some of the techniques that you've already learned, and then I'll show you some more that you haven't learned yet. The one you have learned is kicking again at the groin area with your hands up, ready to defend yourself. So this is the one I'm going to show you first, how to practice this with the target. I'm here, my hands are up, There's the groin. There's the face. I'm here. Round kick and then punch right into the face. Again, kicking to the groin. Then punch to the face. Now I'll bring the kick up to the ribs, solar plexus, kidney area. Then I'll do the same kick but higher, but again the same striking technique. This time I'm going to use a palm strike, like you've learned. So I'm here, hands are up, kick, palm strike. Again, from here, kick, palm strike. Now to the head. Now to the head, same way, hands up, kick and strike. Kicking right to the side of the temple, anywhere from the jaw area up, like you practice with the elbow strike. So here, strike, strike. If I want to get more power into my round kick, I'm going to show you another technique you haven't learned yet. And that's where you're switching feet and then coming back with the same leg that's out in front. Watch this one. You're here, center step, then come through with a round kick. Same thing. I'm here, switch, round. Again, right to the groin area. How about to the kidneys or the ribs? Same thing. Here, switch and drive. Again, right into the ribs or kidney. Switch and kick. Same thing, right up here. Here, switch, kick. Switch and kick. Here's one you haven't seen. Spinning crescent. Where I'm faking. Here, I'm up here. Fake and kick with the opposite foot. Coming in the opposite direction. Kicking with the side of the foot. Switch and kick. The one I like is kicking with the heel of the foot. Watch this one. Spinning heel kick. Here. Kicking again with the heel. One more. One more. Here. Right across. Again, kicking with the heel. Practicing my hand techniques. If I want to practice my punch, Benny will hold the target right up here, face level, pretending that's the assailant. My hands are up as he charges in, punching straight into the face, twisting and punching. Now to practice it more advanced, my hands are relaxed. The person starts coming toward me. I'm here, relaxed, all of a sudden, bam, straight in to the face. One quick flashing move. Relax and in. Another one you haven't learned yet is the ridge hand, striking with this part, tucking the thumb in. Faking this time, the punch you've been practicing, faking, as I fake here, then I switch back, striking again with the ridge hand to the temple or to the neck. Once more. Fake, switch, right into here. Let's say he ducks that. Let's say he this time I come in, I'm here, I switch, then come across with a backhand, striking again to the head. One more. From here, I miss with the first one, and come with the second one. Right. And this is where I'm at. The same balance you practice. My feet are just like this here when I land. Why? So now I'm ready to keep on following up the techniques. Still balanced. Here's the one I like best. Big old guy comes on me. Big sucker, okay? He's up here. There's his neck. I'm here. He comes charging in. I jump and spin. The whole body turns into that. Right, again, to the neck. Can I do one more, Ben? I love this one. He comes in. From here, spin and strike. Right across the face. Again, I'm still balanced. So if I miss, bam, I can kick here, wham, I can heel kick. Many techniques I can follow up, but these are in the future tapes. Okay, thanks very much. Yeah, right. Thank you.
There is a lot about the job.
We'll be right back. With the power of soul, anything is possible. I see wind of night be gone. This is not your domain. In the sky, a bird was heard to cry. Misty morning whisperings and gentle stirring sounds belie the deathly silence that lay all around. Hear the lark and hearken to the barking of the dog fox gone to ground. See the splashing of the kingfisher flashing to the water. And a river of green is sliding unseen beneath the trees, laughing as it passes through the endless summer making for the sea. In the lazy water meadow, I lay it down. All around me golden sunflakes settle on the ground. Basking in the sunshine of the bygone afternoon, bringing sounds of yesterday into this city room. Hear the lark and hearken to the barking of the dog fox gone to ground. See the splashing of the kingfisher flashing to the water. And a river of green is sliding unseen beneath the trees, laughing as it passes through the endless summer making for the sea. Gone to ground. See the splashing of the kingfisher flashing to the water. A river on the breeze, sliding unseen beneath the trees. Laughing as it passes through the endless summer, making for the sea.
Thank you. thrills. When I slap me in a club and then on the scene, the cray, 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 dirt bone, then the chicken never bought the race. And then the great Mariner took away a claymore and a booger and gun down the mountain stain and the fiery whore that was falling around the beat. I cried, never shall you get me away, a rotten hound of the horny crew. Well, I snuck up the blade and the flame was cut and crushed and I fell down the furrow, round the street.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
My computer's on a whack.
Yeah.
Someone keeps loosening up this microphone. There we go. You gotta tighten it.
Tighten it.
Why is it all wobbly?
Tighten it up now. Yeah.
Tighten up that microphone.
Do the Archie Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard another song with
Oh, yeah, we have to do our clapping set soon.
Yeah, I heard one on, what was that driving into? I was listening to KPOO, driving across the bridge today. This is not KPOO, this is Radio Valencia, but there's a clapping song where the guy was telling the audience, like, now clap. And it must have been a black audience because they were actually doing it proper.
Mm-hmm.
For too many white audiences, like, live, should I clap? And they're like, yeah, they're all like Steve Martin and the Jerk, you know, when he's trying to get rhythm.
Oh, wait, what's the, in Sister Act, where she's at the bar, Whoopi Goldberg's at the bar, and some, like, white biker dude is kind of, like, messing with her because she's in her nun outfit, and he's like, hey, sister, want to dance? And she's like, why? You ain't got no rhythm.
It's funny. Your weird curly hair in the beginning.
Yeah, oh. Dolores Van Cartier.
Her hooker hair.
Hey, she's a lounge singer.
I was driving through West Oakland today. I was trying to bypass traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right near First Church of the Buzzard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this house. I don't know who lives there. I always see crazy shit in front of this house, right? Like, I was there once. It was 4th of July. I went to go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard some bang, bang, bang. And this little kid came out. I was like, Grandma, Grandma. Uncle Louie's shooting his gun off again. And she's like, oh, it's okay. He'll get tired and stop soon. I'm like, whoa. So that same house, I was driving by today, and there was a little, like, plastic lawn chair in front. It was hot out, you know? And there was someone sitting there with their head down. And I'm pretty sure it was a really old lady in a dress with a giant blonde wig on.
Nice.
But it also could have just been a crazy person who saw a chair and sat down.
It's hard to know.
Or it could be grandma going out to get some sun and she wanted to put on her fancy wig.
Yeah.
And that house is like,
she probably put on her church wig.
Yeah. It was interesting.
Yeah.
So I saw that today.
Oh, man. My first apartment in San Francisco was on a corner. So, like, the people right around the corner, we shared backyards. Mm. And they were, like, a black Haitian family. And they had chickens.
Of course.
And they were very interesting neighbors.
Ritual chickens.
Especially as, like, I was, what, like, 20, 21 when I moved here. And I was living on 23rd and Harrison. That was a rough corner back then. I was in way over my head, man. Way over my head.
What if they're, like, ritual chickens? You know, like, the place that used to be next to ATA would, like, sacrifice chickens in the basement for their Santeria?
Yeah, well, like I said, they were Haitians and they had chickens. And, I mean, I don't know. I'm, like, I'm not assuming anything, but I'm, saying there's possibilities that the chickens were not for eggs or consumption solely, but who knows? So then who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? The shadow knows. Anyway, that was my rant about the heat today. I'm a little out of it right now.
Yeah, same. It's, well, you know, Mondays are Friday, so you get a weird version of us.
That's true.
this day at this time.
Is there a not weird version?
Or a weirder?
Yeah. A less focused version.
Yeah.
Put it that way. Okay, I started that set off kind of weird. I guess I should explain this, because Chuck Norris passed away, so it was a little Chuck Norris homage.
Chuck.
Even though he's a bit of a weirdo, he made some awesome movies over the years.
Sure did.
Yeah, Invasion USA, Lone Wolf McQuade, The
Lone
Octagon.
Wolf McQuaid.
You Guys Wear Black.
Wait, what's the one? What's the one with the dog?
Oh, that one's not very good, but...
I like it. Well, I like a dog. What's dog weird, makes the movie.
The weird thing with the dog... Well, the dog likes donuts. That's the funny part, because he's a cop dog. And, the weirdest part is, like, he's given the dog as a partner because the dog's partner died.
His previous partner, probably. Yeah, the dog's like, that's what it is.
And the boss somehow thinks that'll help him. Like, somehow the dog knows something. Who would think that? It makes no sense. Like, that's their reasoning. Oh, the dog might help you find the killer because, you know, it was his partner.
The whole premise is...
It doesn't talk, at least.
It's like, you don't watch it for the premise. You watch it for Chuck Norris and a dog being badass.
At least the dog
does. The plot is relatively inconsequential.
At least the dog doesn't talk. You know?
Touché.
But, that premise is just like... every script is given one, like... miracle that you hope the audience just skips. That's that in that movie.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of that movie. Sorry. It's not Turner and Hooch. It's the other dog cop movie.
No, because that's the one with, was it Tom Hanks?
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad.
It is kind of bad. I rewatched it recently.
It's bad.
Or not. I mean, not super recently.
He dies and then there's puppies or something.
But don't ruin it for...
Oh, it doesn't matter. Bruce Willis is a ghost.
What?
The Titanic sinks.
No way.
Bruce Willis dies at the end of Armageddon. Don't watch Armageddon.
I think that's common knowledge.
Don't
at this
pay
point.
People for that. This is the second worst movie ever made.
After Forrest Gump.
No, number one's Titanic. Number two's Armageddon. Number three is Forrest Gump. Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Forrest Gump's quite bad though. It's propaganda for capitalism.
Well, and like last time I watched it, I was like, the narrative is so bad.
It's terrible. Do what the government says, and you will be rewarded.
Well, but I mean, just the way it's structured, where it's Tom Hanks narrating it as Forrest Gump is
stupid.
I was like, this is really dumb.
It's dumb.
The best part of it is Lieutenant Dan ice cream. It's like, it's whenever someone says ice cream, I'm always just like, Lieutenant Dan ice cream.
And then with the hookers in his fucking wheelchair is pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. That's a good scene.
Yeah. Anyway, that movie sucks. it's U.S.
And the homage to, the Urban Cowboy, Midnight Cowboy, or whatever.
It's nationalist, capitalist propaganda.
Yeah.
It's fucking Ron Howard, I think, too, right? So, no, it's not Ron Howard. It's,
I don't remember.
It's the other guy. Anyway, fuck that movie.
Spielberg?
Not Spielberg.
Oh, I don't know.
Is it John Hughes? No.
No. It can't be.
Anyway, it sucks. Anyway, so Chuck Norris died.
I have to ask that.
Anyway, so Chuck Norris died. What are you doing?
Chuck Norris died.
And
in case you live under a rock,
somehow,
Chuck Norris
when
died.
I heard that, I remembered. I heard this weird song on WFMU's, not WFMU's, Rio Valencia. I heard. I heard that song on that radio station. I was working, and it was like just when they started streaming, right? So I knew it was somewhere around 2005 to 7. So I went on their archive, did an amazing archive, and I was trying to just search Chuck Norris because I don't know what it was called.
Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, there he is, Zemeckis. Anyway.
I don't know who that is, but
he
whatever.
Does a lot of, like, generic movies.
Okay.
Generic movies.
Anyway, moving on.
But I remember when I started working this job, so I had a rough time frame. So I searched on their archive, and Chuck Norris brought up tons of stuff. So I started researching just in a certain, you know, years.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw something that said Chuck Norris Appreciation Society. I was like, oh, that might be it. And it was. So what you were hearing was actually a stream off the radio of an archive of the actual thing I heard back then of the stupid noise and the jokes and blah, blah, blah. So that's the backstory of that. And then we heard some random Chuck Norris advice videos that were on YouTube, which are amazing.
Yeah.
Listen to his advice about everything except maybe the God and country part, which I skipped. though there's this store down here. There used to be, it's probably still there. There's a Christian, a Latino or whatever you call it, a Mexican Christian bookstore.
Oh, the one that's like the candles and the books? The one on 24th?
Yeah. 23rd.
It's been there forever.
But for a while, they had a whole stack of books in the window, and it was like his like born-again Christian book, but it was all like in Espanol. And
oh my God.
I really wanted to buy a copy just to have in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there was like 30 of them in the window.
Dang.
At one point. They're probably still there. I'm sure they sell.
Yeah, probably dust off a copy for you.
It was just really cool because it was in Spanish. You know, Chuck lives in Texas, so he probably speaks Spanish.
Tejas.
Chuck lived in Texas. All right, and after Chuck was over, I needed a little palate cleanser, so I played some Message of Love, Hendrix, Band of Gypsies, and then to cleanse my palate of that straightness, I put on the weirdest side that Pink Floyd's probably ever made from side three from Uma Guma. And, that's where we're at. It's almost halfway through the show. Wow, I played long songs.
Yeah.
I'm talking for a bit. All right, I have another long track here. Oh, my neck and my back hurt. I can't go left.
My neck.
I'm like.
My back.
Batman. I just gotta move like Batman. I have to go like this.
Then you're like, where is he?
I was thinking more of the, I don't know, what does Michael Keaton say that's cool? I don't know, yeah.
I don't know, I just feel like all the Batman movies, he's always like, where is he?
That's Michael Keaton Batman.
Where is he?
Yeah, Michael Keaton hooks up with the hottest chick at least.
Wait, who does he get? Does he get Poison Ivy? Does he get Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy?
Actually, she's pretty hot.
She's my favorite.
He doesn't hook up with her, though. But,
oh, wait, but no, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
He doesn't hook up with her, but he does hook up with the reporter lady, I thought, in the first one, though. It's the one who's married to Neil Young now. Anyway, okay, that's enough of this. Let's get to some music. I can't turn left. It's Radio Valencia. I'm DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little His Muppet.
I forgot to say that.
And you're listening to Radio Valencia. Radio Valencia.